Here's another story about a place with an image problem right now. Brazil, samba and sensuality, a sunny, fun-loving place, a host this summer's Olympic Games, right? Well, yeah, except for Zika, a failing economy, a corruption scandal that keeps getting worse. Don't forget the politics. They can't get much wackier. Brazil's president Dilma Rousseff continues to face imminent impeachment. Today, though, the acting speaker of Brazil's lower house of Congress annulled last month's impeachment vote. So Brazil's image right now, samba, sun, and sensuality, cover it about as well as a string bikini. From Rio, here's the world's Will Carlos.
Workers in Rio de Janeiro scramble to complete the last few hundred meters of an iconic new bike path. It's a stunning sight, with the path suspended in parts alongside cliffs above the Atlantic. This was supposed to be one of the jewels in the crown of Rio's metamorphosis into an Olympic city. Then, last month, a big wave hit one of the most picturesque sections of the path, destroying it instantly. Two people died, and at a press conference shortly afterwards, Rio's mayor, Eduardo Paes, apologized for the tragedy. He said, this isn't really an Olympic project, but it's a very symbolic project for this moment in the transformation of this city. Paes reassured the public that Rio's Olympic venues will be ready and that the city's infamous traffic jams will be eased by a new metro line. But for many cariocas, as Rio's residents are called, it was precisely the collapse of the flashy, poorly engineered pet project that truly symbolizes Rio's current state. Like the country as a whole, Rio faces multiple deep-rooted crises that, despite political bravado, have already given the city a big image problem.
A cidade não está preparada, a cidade não tem saúde e educação para seus próprios habitantes.
The city isn't prepared. The city doesn't have health care or education for its residents. Even worse is public safety. I don't think we're prepared at all for this.
That's a lifeguard who works in Barra da Tijuca, the main Olympic neighborhood. We'll call him João Pessoa. He asked us not to use his real name, since talking to us could cost him his job or even land him in jail. João told me the state of Rio de Janeiro is broke and that lifeguards receive their pay weeks late and not always in full. Same goes for police officers, teachers, doctors and firefighters across the state. Hundreds of thousands of them recently went on strike, shutting down hospitals, schools and fire stations. Apart from the state's economic woes, Rio has long had a reputation for crime and violence, something that officials here have been trying to counter for decades. A program called Pacification sought to drive crime out of Rio's marginalized favelas by invading them with battalions of military police. That's helped drive down some violent crime, but it's also had another effect, increasing the number of shootings by police in the very favelas they're supposed to be protecting. And in the run-up to the Olympics, that's only worsening, said Teresa Williamson, who runs Catalytic Communities, a local non-profit that advocates for favela residents.
You've got these police officers that really aren't prepared, that are underpaid, and that have been trained to be violent, and that are now even more trigger-happy than in the past because of the Olympics and the pressure that Rio is facing to be a safe place during the Games.
Which brings us back to Rio's ill-fated bicycle path. After part of the path collapsed last month, investigators revealed it just hadn't been designed to withstand the impact of a wave. But of course, big waves routinely batter that cycle path and the road it's next to. So the path looked great, but it was fundamentally, structurally unsound. At its core, that's the problem. Rio's Olympic Village will probably look fantastic. The city will likely gleam and the venues will sparkle during the Games in August. But once the athletes have left, Rio and its residents will be left with the serious problems they've been facing all along. For the world, Will Carlos, Rio de Janeiro.